Nolte, Scientific Response to My Global Warming Op-Ed is Really Stupid. By John Nolte on April 16, 2019. Added, the scientific fact check to this global warming op-ed is really stupid. Earlier this month I wrote an op-ed about how a new scientific discovery proves that the idea of man-made global warming is a hoax. This week a bunch of scientists gang-tackled my op-ed. And let's just say the response wasn't all that impressive. Feel free to read the whole thing. In many ways, if pedantic word salads inspire you, it's a legitimate work of art. But the basic premise of the attack on me is that I'm a flaming idiot because I missed the overall point of this new study. The new research shows that a past high CO2 period had lots of global warming. Just like we expect from today's human-driven CO2 changes, writes Mark Richardson, a researcher at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. Breitbart's argument is that since CO2 changed naturally before, we can't change it now. This is like saying that fires happened naturally before, so there is no way any of us could cause a fire. It's wrong. He adds. By the reasoning of this article, if a rock rolled down a hill 3 million years ago, no human can be responsible for rolling a rock down a hill today, climatologist Kim Caldera said. There is no way of telling if this is a deliberate attempt to miss my point. But miss my point they did, all of them, and this entire attack is premised on missing my point. Interestingly, one attack on me accidentally proves my overall point. We all know that the Earth's CO2 levels were higher at various times in the past. In the Eocene, 50 million years ago, they may have even been 4 times as high. This is not an issue. In the past, rates of volcanic CO2 emissions globally were higher as continental spreading rates changed. For example, Michael Hennehan, a postdoctoral researcher at GFC Helmholtz Center Potsdam, helpfully informs us. Let me reiterate my point for the PhD impaired. Due to this new study, we now know that global warming has occurred at various times in the past due to increased CO2 levels. We also know that when these cycles occurred in the past, as I stated in my original piece, human behavior had nothing to do with it. It is simply a fact that these warming cycles occurred millions of years prior to the industrial age, when there were no factories, no automobiles, no cattle industry and its farting cows, no charcoal grills, no central air conditioning. Hell, there weren't even humans, at least in a form we would recognize today. And yet, during today's so-called warming cycle, to be clear, I am far from convinced we are in a warming cycle. The truth is that global temperatures have cooled over the past couple years and were never all that high to begin with. We are being told to surrender our freedoms and embrace socialism because this time it's our fault. Say what? So let me get this straight. Before Arnold Schwarzenegger was tooling around in a Hummer, before the orange bad man yanked us out of Barry's stupid treaties, this planet warmed all on its own, and did so more than once. But this time, this particular time, it's not one of those natural cycles. Oh, no. This time it's our fault and there is only one solution. Check off every item on the Democrat Party wish list, and isn't that a lucky coincidence? Yep, this time there is only one way to save Mother Earth. Roll over, allow the central planners to run our lives, and return to the dark ages of solar and wind power. Why? Why should we believe that this time it's our fault? Voice of doom, because the scientific consensus says so. I knew you were going to say that. I knew it. Sorry, that BS doesn't work on this guy. You see, I'm 53 years old. So I've lived a little bit. I've seen attack ships on fire off the shoulder of Orion. I watched sea beams glitter in the dark near the Tannhäuser Gate. And I have also paid attention to more than 40 years of your scientific consensus. And here's what your precious scientific consensus has gotten horribly, terribly, unforgivably wrong. We would be living through a new ice age by the year 2000. We would all die when the ozone layer disappeared. The oceans would be dead. Global cooling would destroy the world. Acid rain would destroy our forests. Overpopulation would result in worldwide famine. We would deplete our natural resources. We would run out of oil. The polar ice caps would melt. Manhattan would be underwater. People who live in cities will have to wear gas masks. Nitrogen buildup will make the land unusable. Decaying organic pollutants would use up all of the oxygen in America's rivers, causing freshwater fish to suffocate. And those are just the big things the scientific consensus epic failed on. You guys also told me coffee, salt, fat, and eggs were poison. So, no, I have never accepted the premise that global warming is happening, and if it is, I sure as hell don't believe it's man-made. And now that I know this billions-year-old blue marble we all share has warmed all on its own, and done so more than once without so much as a single NASCAR race, I'm even less convinced. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.